Thank you for holding. Is this Jaren?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Jaren. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I am doing great. It's been a fantastic day. Can't lie to you. I thought it was Friday when I woke up this morning, so I was a lot happier.
that sucks when reality sets in.
Yeah, it's all good, though. I got something to look forward to.
Yeah.
I know you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line and go over some pricing with you. But did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how any of it works?
No. I mean, all makes sense. I mean, I've used it. I mean, I searched in, say, gravel companies near me or something like that, and then it comes up with different companies on the first page. And I mean, that's the gist of it, correct?
Yeah, in the simplest form possible. Yeah, we like to keep things simple.
Yeah.
You don't want to confuse people. But yeah, there's more that we do for you, aside from just that first page placement. Obviously, it all revolves around being successful with that first page placement and making that placement as effective as possible. Things like building you a .com if you don't have one already. She said you just use Facebook right now. You know, so that's something we would do for you. We do also submit you to Google's trusted directory, things like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Merchant Circle, Manta. Bing uses Google's top three guys to recommend their top five, so that you'll be on the first page of the Bing search engine as well for people looking up your services. You know, we also do like Facebook ads, Google Guarantee. So there's a lot of different products and features that we can actually provide to help a business be successful online. What she was originally calling about, though, yes, is just a Google Places placement. Those are the three guys that show up next to the map there when you do a search for a keyword search for any service that you offer. Okay, just to simplify it. I want to keep it simple, right?
Sounds pretty simple.
Obviously, the more down the line we go, we can always make it more complicated for you, but you'll know what we're talking about when we get there. So everything we offer is month to month. We don't ask you to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. There is a package that she asked me to approve that includes the .com website for you to go along with the Google first page placement, Bing, and the popular directory submission. Normally that one's $399. I can reduce it to $199 as part of that new in business credit that Tara approved. So instead of you paying $400, you're basically paying $2. We're cutting it in half. And then we would lock that rate in at $199. So as long as you're with us, you keep that rate. But I wanted to touch on something outside of just the pricing and this first page placement. Tara told me you're doing Home Advisor right now. Or Angie's List?
Angie Leads or something like that. I'm on there. I haven't, to tell you the truth, I haven't got a job from it. I mean, I get a bunch of phone calls, but it's just these piddly little jobs, and they're, for some reason, they're an hour and a half away, most of them, and I'm not going to drive an hour and a half. I've got enough work related.
Okay, so they're not really geo-targeting it properly. They're sending you outside.
I think he had it. When I had set up Angie Leads, it was... The guy asked me how far I drive for work, and I said, well, I'm doing a job now that's an hour and 20, just because the guy really wanted me to build it, and he was nice, and it was a big job, so it was worth the money, but as far as, I guess he took that as, that's what I'm going to drive.
Yeah, and that's only if it's worthwhile. I wouldn't want to drive that far,
right?
You know, just for anything regular. Okay. The reason that I asked, though, how that was going is because a lot of the leads that they generate come from this type of advertising. They do Google Places. So they're basically just taking leads that they get off of Google, and they sell it to a couple other companies in the area, and they charge you the lead fee even if you don't get the job. I'm sure you've probably noticed that. Right?
Yeah.
So, I have.
Yeah,
so I was like, okay, if you could do well with that system, then that will really tell me how you're going to do with this. But what I could say from what you've explained is we're very specific on the keywords that we list you for. We have recommendations, but you always have a final say on what you're listed for.
Right.
It's your business. We're also very specific on the geo-targeted area. this campaign with that $199 pricing structure can cover you up to a 50-mile radius, but you could also be, like, zip code specific. You could shrink it. You could black out certain areas. So you could be very specific on where you're showing and who you're showing to and for what services they're seeing you for and able to call you for. Does that make sense?
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, so when your phone rings, it's qualified. You know, they had to have been in that area. They had to have typed in that service and then obviously called you. So you're not going to be dealing with people or it's not going to make sense for you.
I got you. That's cool.
Yep, and you won't have to pay per lead, which is also a huge benefit because you're not limited on the amount of leads that you can get for that $199 marketing budget. Whereas I know with that system, if you're paying, you know, $20, $30 a lead, you get 10 of them, you're spending $200, $300. You know, you can go through 10 of them in a week. You know, that's only two calls a day. It's like very easy to rip through. So I think not just short term, but long term, this will be more cost efficient for you and just be a better solution as far as getting you connected to qualified customers that aren't overly saturated with competition quoting them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So,
it's a smaller scale, but a more, they have to look harder, I guess, to try to find, not necessarily look harder, but it's not just like Angie Lee's, they just send you if you need work done, they just go on the website and say, I need this done, and then they call me, and this is more of a, they're coming to me through Google instead of Angie Leads, which is, I'm not the biggest fan. I just haven't, to tell you the truth, I haven't taken the time to cancel it.
Yeah, most people, most of the leads that happen on Home Advisor are people who are doing a Google search. Most people will actually just Google search your services. Not a lot of people are Home Advisoring. They're Googling.
Right? They're Googling and then Home Advisor comes up.
Yeah, there's a reason Home Advisor pays Google and Google doesn't pay Home Advisor, right? It's because, you know, the people, they do the Google search. Now, usually the people who, maybe my guys are too busy, maybe my guys are too expensive, you know, maybe my guys didn't answer the phone because they're currently working on a job, then you can scroll down, there's the Home Advisor by Angie's Leads, and it says, you know, call now to get connected to multiple trusted professionals in your area, or it says trusted professionals in the area.
Right.
So they know, they fill that out or they make that phone call, they're going to get multiple quotes pretty much. Those people are price shopping. So, you know, your exposure.
So I know too, with Angie Lee's, they the way it's set up is I have to contact them, which I'm not going to do. If you want work done, you got to contact me because I'm not,
exactly.
I'm not going to be at work and I get a text from some random number and it says such and such needs a deck repair. Call such and such. Call Tom or whatever it might be. And I'm not going to do that. This way, I guess they'd be contacting me directly.
Exactly. So they're seeing you already as a top recommended option by Google when they're searching that service. And then they would call you directly. So we're pitching a more quality, but we're also exposing you to a higher quantity of people. Because like I said, far more people are using Google. So just the immediate effects you'll feel, but the long-term branding effects are, you know, priceless. You can't put a price on people consistently seeing you day after day, month after month, as the top recommended company for what you do. You know, that's how you build something that's going to last.
Right.
So
how about you hook me up with a one-month free trial and we can get to that?
I can't do that. If I could, I would. That would make my life a lot easier. It's a lot easier to upsell people than it is to sell people, you know? It's a lot easier for me to pitch you on, you know, Google Ads or adding another service later once you've already seen it work. So I would, you know, if I could, I would. There wouldn't really be a need for me, though. So, but what I could do is what I have done. If you go onto our pricing page, you'll see, you know, this package, it's our pro package. It's advertised for double that cost, and there's usually a setup fee. So, I mean, I'm willing to make it month to month. Obviously, it's already month to month, but I'm willing to make it half price. So that way, if you want to try it out, you know, you don't have to take my word for it. You know, we'll prove it to you. And obviously, the last thing we want to do is lose you, because the only way we're going to get paid is if you get paid. So we got to make sure it's working. And I don't want to build a website for you for $200 and then have you steal it and be gone the next month either. That'd be a waste of our
resources. What's the website entail? Is that because I had that Facebook page already. I don't know if that is all I need, or do I need more than that?
No, we actually build a .com for you. So we don't actually need it to put you up there. We have guys that decline the website for whatever reason, and they just have a call button, and they still get calls. You know, the placement is really the money maker, but we do include the site. You know, we definitely recommend the site, especially if you're in an industry that's pretty visual. You know, people are going to want to see some things you've done in the past before they call you up to, you know, work with you. So
right.
I have an example I can actually send you here. You get texting on this number?
Yes.
Here you go. All right. So they're pretty simple, clean-cut sites, but that's what you want. About 83% of searches happen on the iPhone, Android, and tablet, so you don't want to go building some crazy, fancy website and then having somebody, you know, wait 10 seconds for it to load and decide to go with somebody else.
It takes too long to load, so it's just something very simple.
Yeah, it's called a bounce rate. Yeah, we actually monitor those things. It's crazy. It's a mad science that we've been doing for the last 18 years. Yeah, these are very nice.
Very simple. I like that.
Yeah, it's nice, sleek, has a responsive design for the iPhones, Androids, and tablets, so it automatically changes shape to fit the device that they're searching on, instead of them, like, scrolling through the site all weird.
Wild.
Yeah, and that's included in the $199. I mean, just the website alone would cost you about that, you know, if you were to buy it outside of us.
Right.
So, but we're including that in the package to go along with the placement. So that way you're not lacking anything compared to any other companies in the area. The only difference between you and them is you're paying less.
So when, I mean, do I need to go ahead on this now? Is this something I can think of? Or are y'all going to call the next company then if I don't go for it?
Yeah, I mean, we always continue to call out, you know. Last thing we want to do is put a spot on hold and then have, you know,
right.
set us back
I
a day
understand.
Or two.
Yeah.
So basically when a spot opens up, they just give us the list of qualified candidates and then they pump it into a dialer where my reps like Tara that you were speaking with are downstairs and they're going through it trying to fill it as soon as possible.
So $199 a month gets me a web. How long does that $199 last?
I'll lock you in at that rate on a month-to-month basis, and I'll send that to you in writing with your invoice receipt. So it'll say $199 for as long as you choose to continue to use us. Unless, of course, you call in and you say, hey, you know, things are going great, but I just hired a couple guys. I need to expand. You know, obviously, you know, this is only going to cover you up to a 50-mile radius. So if you wanted to do, like, a Google ad or grow the business, you know, like I said, we'll already have that relationship established. We can have that, cross that bridge when we get there. But I think with this right now, the way I have you set up is getting you the things you want and need at the same time, and then as of right now, and then obviously in the future, if you need to grow, we'll grow it. But you
yeah,
have
give
to call.
It a shot. I can cancel. I mean, say in 3 weeks, nothing's happened, and I'm like, I'll just cancel. I can just cancel at any time, right?
Yeah, you could cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fee or anything like that. But I always recommend you try it for at least 2 months when you first sign up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's just a recommendation. You're not binded to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's give it a shot.
Okay. You're going to love it. If you could do anything with HomeAdvisor, I mean, I'm sure you'll do great with this. That system's a headache. So I'm going to create your online profile. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed as the primary line of contact for Oak Grove Builders. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes, let's use this one.
Okay, so 828-817-4378?
That's right.
Okay, and you spell your first name J-E-R-I-N?
J-A-R-O-N.
J-A-R-O-N, okay. She spelled it all crazy. Okay. What's your last name?
this is the crazy one. It's Bontrager.
Okay, can you spell that for me?
Yeah, it's B as in boy.
Uh-huh.
O-N-T-R-A-G-E-R.
Oh. So it's spelled exactly how it sounds, okay.
Yeah, a lot of people just completely butcher it, but...
Yeah. I have a friend that I grew up with. His last name was Trigger. It's Kyle Trigger, so...
Oh, nice.
Basically that was
nickname in high school.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Yeah, they make some pretty good grills.
Oh, nice.
So the grill.
You know, Bond Trader has that the bicycle company.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, people always ask me, like, do you have a relation with the
Trek
owners
bike.
Or the inventors of like, yeah. And I was like, no, because I didn't know anything about it. But
yeah.
I looked into it, and I was like, sure enough, spelled the same and everything.
Yeah. That's nuts. I didn't even know this existed. It's pretty cool. They got kids ones on there, too. I got two little ones. I'm probably going to have to get a bike, actually, here pretty soon for Christmas. My oldest.
Oh, husband. Yeah.
Yeah, he's 6 years old, so he's, like, right at that age. I've had those little, like, electric, like, remote control cars that he gets into, but now he needs, like, an actual, like, bike.
No longer, yeah.
Yeah, he's past that point.
Something for some more exercise.
Yeah, but it's all good. I can hand it down to my son, my other son. I have two boys, and another
Perfect.
One's 1.5, so.
Nice.
Okay. Now, I'm going to send you everything in writing because of the discounts that I applied, and then I'm also going to send an invoice receipt to you. This is considered a business expense, so you'll actually be able to write it off and get your money back that way, too, at the beginning of the year.
Wait.
What's your business email address that I could send everything to?
It's ogbuilders95@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. Let me get an update. All right. Okay, and then Google's going to send a postcard to you in the mail called a PIN verification letter. Have you heard of that before?
Yeah, I mean, not a verification number, but, like, actually through the mail or through email?
No, yeah, it's through the actual mail. Yeah, they verify
okay.
it here.
No, I haven't heard of that.
Okay, yeah, so it's a postcard-sized envelope, says Google on it, big colorful letters, you can't miss it, and then it'll have your business name, and then there's a little 5-digit number on the back of it when you open it up. I'm going to need that from you, okay? You only got to do that one time for as long as you own your business. That's how you get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are. Usually takes about 5 to 7 days from sign up to receipt. So be mindful of that. It'll probably come about this time next week.
Is my address going to be on there too?
That was my next question. So you have the option to hide it or display it.
Let's hide it for now.
Okay. I'll go ahead and hide this.
I don't have any enemies yet, but...
Yeah. It's just better that way, you know? It's like, oh, look, there's a successful business owner right here, you know?
Right. Let's just go to raise through his shop or something.
Yeah. It's probably not best to have it displayed unless you have, like, an actual brick and mortar. Like, we do this for all kinds of businesses, you know? Like, I've set up...
Right.
My,
yeah.
Like,
if I had a warehouse or something, I could understand, but...
Yeah. Like, I've set up, like, 1,600 extra space storage. I don't know if you heard of them. They're, like, a storage company. All throughout the United States. So I set up each individual location, but they have to put in the address so people can get turn-by-turn directions to them in the app. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, it's just it's a nightmare. But for you, if you're going to them, I don't need to have it displayed. Just know it will still say city, state, and zip on there. That will have that red point kind of indicating where you are, but it'll be so vague that they won't
That's
really...
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Do an update. Okay, and then do you have, like, a company logo established yet, or, like,
I
photo?
Do.
Okay.
Yeah, everything would be on my Facebook page. I just don't, I mean,
nice.
I have my Facebook page at Oak Grove Builders on Facebook.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. So
I would have most of the stuff I do on there.
Yeah. No, so here's the thing. There's copyright laws. So if I could, I would just... you know, copy and paste.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. Yep.
So we have to kind of have like a paper trail showing that you sent it to us and that you gave us consent to use that for your online marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to send you an email address. It's pretty easy. It's just photos@localsplash.com. And if you could send in the logo and any photos that you want to have attached to your .com website or in that portfolio, that would be great. And we'll go ahead and use them.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to text it to you right now. I'm also going to send you my direct number and extension. If you're having any problems with that or anything that has to do with your online business profile, you can still contact me directly.
Perfect.
Okay. Won't be all the time. We do have a 24/7 customer service department, but I do not work here 24/7. I work here for 10 minutes.
Don't blame you.
Okay. Well, just so you know.
Is this these pictures of that something I could send you to you this evening or something?
Yeah, as soon as possible. We're already
okay.
going to have your phone number and email on file, so we'll know it's you.
Good deal.
We'll know what site.
Because I'm not in a good spot to be able to go through all my pictures and whatnot. So.
No, take your time. And you're going to get new ones as new jobs come in, too, so it's totally fine. We update them in real time as you send them in. We say allow up to 24 hours for them to publish. Okay. And then let me just update this.
Hey, don't make it too easy. No wonder you can... suck people into it.
Yeah, well, Google likes it this way. You know, 85% of Google's income comes from online advertising, like business owners.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where they get all their money. They even own like YouTube, and they own Google Pixel. They own Android. So I don't know if you're familiar. Like, Androids are actually Google phones, even though Google has its own Google phone. And then they own YouTube.
Yeah, I have an Android. Yeah.
So like a lot of the money that they hand out to like those YouTube promoters for like getting so many views, it actually comes from the money they make in this type of advertising.
Wild.
Yeah. This is where they get all that money.
The whole trail just, yep.
Yeah, because they just have, you know, thousands and thousands of business owners across the country in every state, every industry, you know what I mean? And then they all have
right.
a reoccurring pipeline for their online business profiles in order to even just exist and operate in today's society. So, you know, Google's pretty much integrated into everything we do. So we're actually in the process of becoming partnered with Meta, which is Zuckerberg's stuff. He's changing Facebook into Meta. So we do Facebook advertising here also now. We didn't always do that before. There may be some stuff on the horizon, according to a seminar that I read, about a subscription with Tesla, because in some states they're making it like illegal to have gas-powered cars, like in California.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's going to have a Tesla. Well, what that's going to turn into is like a subscription, basically, to you for that system, almost like Amazon. You have a subscription for Amazon. You're going to have like a Tesla subscription that'll like have your phone into the car and all. Yeah, it's nuts. And it'll like document all your places, destinations you've been. It'll know what your work is and what your work schedule is, and the car will drive itself to your work every morning while you're drinking your coffee. It's kind of crazy.
It's kind of scary, actually.
Yeah, it's weird to think about, but, you know, it's good that there's still a lot of human factor involved in it. There's a lot of
part.
Yeah, so it's not as automated as it seems, and the AI is only so smart, so it's like, you know, if a name, address, or phone number doesn't match up on one of your listings, the whole system, like, crashes. Like, oh, there's a discrepancy. You need to fix this error. It's like, you guys are dumb. You can't read and tell it's the same company and just fix that.
Right.
So machines are smart, but they're dumb, you know? They kind of
hinder
us as much as they help us, I think. Okay, so I got your business profile created. How do you want the hours of operation for the business displayed?
It can be, I don't know. I didn't know.
You can leave it open, too. Yeah, if you want to leave it open, I can leave it open. So they can call you.
Just do 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay. We go on Monday through Friday, or you work the weekends, too?
We can do weekends.
Okay. You want to go Monday through
Saturday? Just do Saturday.
Okay.
You can do Saturday, at least Sunday.
Okay.
I don't want to get a phone call about a job when I'm out golfing.
Yeah. Awesome. I haven't been golfing in a while. I did go bowling last night. That was nice. Got my wife out of the house for...
Bowling's fun.
Yeah, she sat home with the kids all day, so I was able to pay off my older sister to take the little guys and me and I went bowling. Yeah. Boom. Yeah, I'm great at driving and putting. It's just the middle game that I suck at.
Yeah, the pretty important part, yeah.
Yeah, it really is the most important part. Yeah, but I've always grown up going to the driving range and we just get a bucket of 100 balls and just launch them.
Yep, just launch them.
Reliever. Yeah. All right, so I got the business profile set up. You can accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Not card. Okay. Cash or check only.
Okay, we could always swap that out later if you get like a Square or PayPal business account. You can just call me. I'll update it. All right. And then there's going to be a client interview. So the client interview, this is typically takes about 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour window for the call just in case you have extra questions or, you know, it goes over time. What's a good time? I do have a slot available today. Hold on, let me see here. I have a 6 and 7 Eastern Standard available.
Let's do that. Let's do 6 and 7.
You want to do that today?
Yeah, let's do it today if possible.
Okay. Yeah. No, yeah, definitely today. I want to try to get... That's why I aimed for that. I was like, I'd rather get it done today than schedule it for tomorrow. Okay. That way, by the time we come out of the weekend, we already got a website ready for you. I'm going to schedule this. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email, your Gmail account. And then I'm also going to set up a automated text message reminder about 1 hour prior. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know. I can always reschedule it. But
okay.
Like I said, I want to try to get it done as soon as possible. And then I'll actually call you for that. So same phone number?
Gotcha. Same phone number, yep.
Okay, and it's going to be from an 877 line. I'll introduce you to the client interview technician, and then I'll have them take it from there. But
cool.
I'll be in the beginning of that call. All right, so let's go ahead and update. All right, and then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $199, Jaron, how did you want to do that?
We'll do we'll do my debit card.
Okay, is it going to be a Visa?
It's going to be recurring.
Yes, it's going to be set up to automatically
okay.
renew each month on the 27th day. I'm going to send that to you in writing. It'll be in the discounted pricing structure of $199.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And then you said it was a Visa?
Yes, Visa. Yep.
Okay. And is it under your name, the business name, or both?
It has both my names on it.
Okay. Builders. Okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN verification?
It is. Yep.
Okay. In. Okay, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
4912-3900-3900-1868-1868-9590.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
8/27.
8/27. Okay, and there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
683.
Okay. And then I do have to walk you through a 60-second voice verification, and then we'll be good to go until your client interview. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say that you don't agree with or don't understand, stop me, okay?
Will do.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. Says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Oak Grove Builders.
Can you please state your name and title within the business?
Jaron Bontrager, and I'm the owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided today?
Yes.
Right, so it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay, and in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay, so it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month, although I do recommend that you try it out for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it's month to month. Like I said, you're not buying a 10-day kind of contract. It's paid out 1 month at a time, fully cancelable at any time. It says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, October 27th, 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $199 for our pro package. I have included the .com website for you at no additional charge, and I've waived all setup fees affiliated with your account. It says, when the term is completed, your agreement's going to automatically renew every month on the 27th day, but it'll remain in that discounted pricing structure of $199 for as long as you're with us. Again, you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. We do ask that you let us know before the next billing is due as a courtesy. That way we can stop the billing cycle if you are going to cancel. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
All right. So upon your initial payment authorization, you're going to receive a welcome email as well as a welcome text message. You may already have it there. I'll say, like, Jaron, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yes.
Got it? Okay. There's a link in there. It'll say, please click here to accept the subscription terms. There's a full outline of the agreement in writing. So again, you're not signing a contract here, like committing to anything long-term, but what this is a written exchange of services. So it's going to have all the products and features that we're providing for you, the discounted pricing structure of the $199, the cancellation policy, the billing date, and then, of course, at the bottom, it's going to ask you to authorize that this is you, right? So authorize that you're the cardholder and this is your billing information. It's not somebody pretending to be you. And at the very bottom, you got to sign off on it. Now, this hard copy will be sent over to your email as well. It should already be in there. So that way you have the invoice receipt and documentation that you're getting this discounted pricing structure indefinitely.
Gotcha.
Okay. And then once you've signed off on that, you'll see a page for username and password. Don't stress on that right now. At the end of your client interview, they'll send you the username and password, and there's a 7-minute YouTube video that shows you how to use your account dashboard and tracking system. Okay?
Cool.
So all I want you to focus on right now is just being available for that client interview. Send in the photos and logos when you can, our logo when you can, and then obviously the PIN verification letter when that comes in. One more thing before I let you go. So there is a security question, just so that you can verify it's us. You know what I mean? And also, we verify it's you. Nobody, you know, falsifying any information. Or if another company calls you up just to verify that it's us, they're going to ask you the security question, right? So you have three options. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one's best for you?
Let's do the city.
City you were born in? Okay, what city were you born in, Jerry?
Sarasota.
Sarasota. Florida?
Yep.
Oh, I hate this. You have to retype it. Bam, bam, save. Okay, perfect. So Sarasota will be your answer to your security question of the city you were born in. All right, let me just triple check everything. Good. Okay, and you have my direct number and extension, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, don't hesitate to give me a shout. Like I said, I'll be your account lead, kind of walking you through it until you feel comfortable, and then, you know, we'll take the training wheels off and let you do your thing.
I like it.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Enjoy the rest of your day, and then I'll circle back with you between 6 and 7 for that client interview, okay?
All right, John. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye.